Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, world. Good morning. Welcome to The Healing Place. This is First Lady, Prophetess Christine. I just want to say good morning again to everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice and listen to the sound of my father's voice. I just want to thank you for tuning in to The Healing Place this morning. First, I want to just say that I love everyone. God bless you, each one of you, just listening to me today. First, and then I want to say thank you. As one, I just want to say thank you for my God, the Heavenly Father, the head of my life today. He's always the number one of my life. You know, I thank God for him every day. You know, God is good every day. And I just want to thank you for everything. And I just want to thank you even for my husband, Bishop, my husband, my friend, my man of God, a mighty man of God. You know, like I say, he's on a mission right now for the Lord. And I just thank God, you know, I miss him so much. I thank God for him. You know, I'm always praying for him, you know, to do the work that God called him to do. You know, and I just want to thank each one of you to be praying for the Bishop. You know, he has his radio show it through Monday through Friday. You know, just tune in and listen to him. Mighty man of God, he's a powerhouse. You know, he loved the people. He loved them. He loved them. He loved them so much. And like I say, I just love him. You know, God has been so good. You know, he done so much in my life. You know, so much we got going on throughout this month and throughout the next month to come. You know, like I say, you know, I have a surprise for everybody, you know, for the world that's getting ready to go into a great, great month of June for me, because things getting ready to happen for me in that month, and I'm just thanking God for it, you know, so much. You know, I appreciate y'all for listening to me this morning, you know, coming on to listen to the, you know, to the word this morning, The Healing Place. You know, this is my station now, and I just thank God for everything in the name of Jesus. As we're going to go on, you know, I'm going to go into prayer right now. As we go on today, you know, and I just want everybody just to tune in and just to, you know, just listen, open your ears, you know, open your heart, you know, your spirit today, you know, just be ready to receive, you know, the prayer that God allowed me to put in my heart for each one of you in the world as we go in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Heavenly Father. Father, as we come boldly to the throne today, as we come to you, just giving you all of us this morning, thank you, God, for allowing us to get up this morning, to seek your face early this morning, Heavenly Father, just to say thank you, Lord. We love you. Thank you for your Father. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything today. Lord, I thank you, Lord, as I go before you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, as I leave this prayer this morning, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask you to just touch every person, just listen to the sound of your voice. And I ask you in the name of Jesus to touch the homes right now. Just go in into the world, God, and just heal your people today, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, whatever they're going through this morning, God. God, in the hospital, Lord Jesus, on the street, God, in the nursing home, God. Lord, in every place, respected place this morning, Heavenly Father. Lord, I just thank you, even going to the jailhouse, Heavenly Father. Father God, going to the government, to the hospital, God. Someone needs you this morning, Lord. Someone need a healing this morning. Someone need a return, Lord Jesus, in their marriage this morning, Heavenly Father. Somebody going through with their child this morning, Heavenly Father. Somebody need to come in, Lord. Salvation, God. On the street, God, Lord Jesus. Somebody, Lord Jesus, Lord, in the government, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even in the church, God, somebody needs, Lord, some that pastor, that prophet, that apostle, that evangelist, God, that Lord Jesus, that a prophet, God, in the name of Jesus, prophetess, God, in the name of Jesus, that teacher this morning, in the name of Jesus. Father God, somebody needs you this morning, Lord. That missionary, God, is on the going out in the world, God, is preaching the gospel this morning. Somebody needs you, Lord, this morning, Heavenly Father. Father God, that mother, that father, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to move some miraculous for them today, God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I'm thanking you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm thanking you right now for the peace right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the joy this morning for somebody in the name of Jesus. Somebody, Lord Jesus, on that job that's going through right now in the name of Jesus. That need a situation change for them, Heavenly Father. Father, somebody need an open door this morning, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said ain't nothing too hard for you, God. And if we call on the name of Jesus, I'm calling on your name for somebody this morning. Lord, I'm just thanking you right now for touching them right now. Somebody call them for a job, Lord Jesus. They need an open door for that job, Lord. Touch that boss, God. Touch that person that they need you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Somebody is going through right now, Lord Jesus, in that nursing home, God. They need to be a healing of that mother, God. And, Lord, I speak life in that person right now, God. It's the healing power going in that nursing home right now. Lord, in the hospital, God, that person laying in that bed, that sound on your voice, God. God, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, they get up and walk and talk, God. Lord, their hemorrhages and that be cast out of their body right now. That tumor dry up in the name of Jesus. Lord, that cancer, I curse it right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody's eyes need to be open, God. And that blindness, God, come to see their sight, God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you to touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, because somebody getting an operation, Lord, they're going to have a success operation, God, in the name of Jesus. As your presence go into the operation room, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody going through in their body, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said ain't nothing too hard for you, Father. And I believe, and I'm standing on the word, God, right now for that person, God, in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, tumor, dry up, God. Lord, diabetes, God, dry up. Their high blood pressure, nerve in their body, God, in their feet, God, in their, Lord Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's back needs to be healed right now, God. May whole, God, every pain go in the name of Jesus. Somebody need peace in their mind, God, in the name of God. Go in that suicide place, God, and I speak to renew those people's mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm thanking you right now. I told somebody live, not die, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, God. Thank you for everything that you're doing right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Go into that jailhouse. Save that lost soul, God. Minister to their spirit, God. Bring them out, Heavenly Father. Somebody change up right now. That the change going to be broken right now in the name of Jesus. As you deliver them out of all, God, you open their prison door, God. Set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you heard their prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, God, to let salvation come to them in the name of Jesus. Renew their mind. Break the spirit of depression. Break the spirit of everything in their life, God, that's trying to come against their mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bring them back to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm thanking you right now, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name, because ain't nothing too hard for you. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for, Lord, even delivering those bosses, God. Lord, save those crazy bosses, God. Bring them out, God, in the name of Jesus. That they wrestle with it. These women and men wrestling with right now in the name of Jesus. Hear their prayers, God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm thanking you right now, Heavenly Father. Somebody needs peace right now. Peace in their heart. Peace in their spirit, God. Lord, they need a direction, God, a direction to go the right way, God. Don't let them be double-minded, God. Sometimes we can be double-minded, even in our sins, God. Bring us out of that sin, God, out of that world, God, that worldly things, God, the idols and things and cars and houses and every other thing that they're going in their life, God. Move it out of their life, Heavenly Father. Lord, financial breakthrough, God. Lord, let a financial breakthrough come for that person, God, because they're going through right now in the name of Jesus. If they can just call on the name of Jesus, because you said ain't nothing too hard for you, God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I'm thanking you for moving in their behalf right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Send the blood everywhere in the streets, God, in the world, God. Lord, it's so much crucial going on in the world because you're trying to wake your people up, God. They can't tell the winter from the fall, from the spirit, for the spring, God, in the name of Jesus. That you're getting ready to open your people's eyes, God. You're getting ready to raise up the men and women of God to go and do the work that you called them to do in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I cry out for your people today, God. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Holy Spirit. Let your spirit be revealed, God. Lord, go into the, Lord, this election just taking place, God. Lord, I pray for these people that's going on in the election, God. You know who you're going to put in that chair, God. You know, Holy Spirit, in the name of God, I pray for Israel, God. Come in Israel. Your grace be upon Israel, God. Your holy place, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for America, God, that they can wake up, Lord Jesus, that they can know it is a God that look high and that look low, God, to open
their eyes, Heavenly Father. Father God, I ask you to protect your people that need to be protected, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, stop the killing everywhere, Lord Jesus. Stop the Lord Jesus. Stop in these countries and these, and Lord, even these states, God, Chicago, everywhere, God, in Boston, God. God, we cry out, God, let them come back to their first love, God. Because you said if they call on your name of Jesus, they will be saved, God. Lord, let them come back to the first love. Can't nobody do it but you, Jesus. If they just run back to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for my loved ones. I pray for every loved one, God. Let's go on through right now. Do they know you, God? Holy Spirit, I thank you right now, God. I pray for marriage, God, to line up, God. Lord, that person that's decided to want to get a divorce, God. Lord, change their mind, God, because you believe in covenant, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to stop every assignment, every contract, every plot of the enemy right now. Satan is under our feet this morning. It's written. Because we don't live by prayer and the law. Every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. As you move, Lord, in every persistent way, God, to turn your people back to you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, did I thank you, God, for everything that you continue to do, God. Lord, and Lord, for every person that hear your sound and your voice, somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody going through so bad, God. Somebody need to come back in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to line up these leaders to do the right thing when it comes to your people. It's not about money, not about house, not about a car, not about stuff, but it's all about you, God. Lord, I ask you to raise us up so mighty, God, that they can do the right thing, God, for your people. Because your people are so lost in the name of Jesus. And I speak life in somebody's life right now. I speak they'll live, not die, God. Lord, to do the work that you called them to do, Heavenly Father. And I'm thanking you today, God. I'm thanking you for the Holy Ghost this morning. I'm thanking you for everything that you are doing, that you continue to do, God. Lord, let your blood shed, God. Let blood shed in your people's life, God. Open their eyes, Lord Jesus, and let them see you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm thanking for the Holy Ghost. Lord, let them be filled with the power, your power, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for everything that you continue to do, God. And I cry out for your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit, God. And Lord, I pray for the Supreme Court, God. Let the right person go in there, God. Don't let anybody go in there. Let them be a saved person. Let them do the right thing, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, for every leader, every person that needs to know you, Heavenly Father, to line up with the word of God. And I give you the glory. And I give you the praise and the honor because it's all about you, God. And Father God, let people see you, not me, Father, because it ain't about me, God. It's all about the Holy Spirit that lives in me, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, ask the people to come out of their pride and their lying spirit, God. And Lord, every spirit, not life, you got to be broken off these people's life, Heavenly Father. Touch that person that's hearing the sound of your voice, because somebody's been calling on you, God. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for everything you allow to have in our life, Heavenly Father. And I give you the glory, and I give you the praise, and I thank you, God, for this prayer as I pray today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for that awesome prayer today. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I can't do but glorify your name. Lord, I don't want nothing but you in my life. I don't care what it is. I'm going to preach this gospel. God, you say if we will be ashamed of you, you'll be ashamed of us, God. And I will not be ashamed. I will not let the rock cry out, Heavenly Father. It is all about you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that people can know, God, if they just can line up to the word of God. Because you will move for them. And we just don't have a pity point. Just move by your spirit, God. Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you for that. Thank you for that mighty prayer today. As we go on into the word today, God. I just thank you, God. I thank you for everything as we go into the word. I just said the top and the title today, don't limit God. I'm going to say it one more time. Don't limit God, people. Because sometimes we can limit God in our situation. We can limit God and put him in a box. God is not a box. God is our Father. He's the Holy Ghost. He's everything. You got to remember who he is. Because Satan is a lie and the truth ain't in him. We put him on our feet today in the name of Jesus. I'm going to say it again. Don't limit God as we go into the word today. And I just want to say that what we are going in today is going to be something mighty that we need to hear. I just want to say, everybody, get their Bible. It's word time. It is word time. It is word. We're going out of Zechariah 4. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we go in. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Chapter 4. As the angel of their talking with me came again and wakened me, as a man that is waking not of his sleep. And as he said unto me, what see those that I said I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold with a bowl upon the top of that, and the seven lamps that is seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon that top, therefore, three. And two olive trees by it, and one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side of them, four. So I answered and spoken to the angel that talked with me, and said, what are those of mine, Lord? And then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, know that not with them. And I said, no, my Lord. Six. Then he answered and spread unto those said, there is the word of the Lord, said Zechariah. Said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Thank you. We're going to stop there. You know, God is saying the candlestick. It said, not by might, not by power, but by his spirit. He's talking about the word, but he's talking about his spirit. He's telling us with the candlestick, with Zechariah, want to know. We are anointed, we are appointed, we are minister of God's word. And God said, we are the anointed one, and we are. We are God anointed one. As we go into our ministry, as God lacking us not to lack it, don't lack God. When we lack God, we are showing God that we put him in a box, and we are anointed. We are called. We are chosen for the purpose to do the will of God. The two anointed ones. And the two anointed ones was Joshua and Zachary. They were anointed to do what God allowed them to do. And so we are. God say, not by might, not by power, but by his spirit. As we go on. Who are those who are greater mountain before? They were become a plan, and he should bring forth the headstone that they unto those short cry grace. Grace unto it. And most over the word of the Lord came unto me and said, the hand of Zechariah have laid the foundation of the house. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As Zechariah laid the foundation of the temple of the house, he's prepared to do the work that God called him to do. And that's how we have to be. We have to be prepared to get ready to. God have anointed us to do the work that he called us to do, the temple. As he did, so are we are. And we have to prepare ourselves, women and men of God, the world, as we go on. Thank you, Lord. Number 10, thank you, Lord. For who have despised the days of small things? For they should rejoice and should see the in the hand of Zechariah in those seven that they are the eyes of the Lord, which have ran to and for through in the width of the earth. God say, again. But who are small? Who are things are small? Well, why do we think small things? We have to think big things, as God wants us to do. Because we cannot think of the small things, because God said we do not don't live in Him. God can do great things for us. And Zach is going to be doing it. You know, and as we see the things that God allowed to do, for us to do, then what's too hard for God? Nothing. God says not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. His Spirit can go with us and do and move mountains. He can move situations that we're going through. When we are doing the will of God, we are doing the things of God. When we are going through situations that we think God can allow us to come out of, God can. God can use us so mightily. But we have to be willing to be used by the kingdom of God. Women and men of God, don't fret not. Don't be afraid what God can't do, but He can do. All things are possible. Thank you, Lord. The two olive oil tree branch. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And Lord, I thank you for it. Number 11, the answer I said unto them, which are those of the olive oil upon them, and that a candlestick upon them, and left them. And I answered again and said unto him, what are those of the olive oil? And which of those are the golden stick of pipe and empty to those? And those is the answer me and said to know that not what those he and said, no, may Lord. And then 14, they said, there are the true anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the holiness earth. They are the true anointed ones. The oil pulled down on them. They're the true anointed ones to do the work that God called them to. They had to fall. They had to go through stuff. They had to go through the fire. They had to go through everything. They had to die. They had died, but God raised them back up. God used them so mightily. God can use us so mightily. When God can let us know when we die, it was more power. God said, not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. He gave us the Spirit, but He gave us even the power to do the work that He called us. He used us so mightily. A great anointing come on us. That's why we can do the thing that God called us to do, woman of God and man of God, world. You can do it, everything or anything is called that we believe. I just thank God for this word today, because all things working together for your good. That love Him. We just got to continue to do the will of God, because God will raise you up and go and do the things that He calls you to do. I just want to thank God for His word today, because we needed the power. We need this right here. And if you can just seek God and continue to lean on Him, don't lean on your own understanding. I thank God for it every day. As we go on, I thank God for this word today. I just want you to go over that word and just make you show yourself approved and know that God is God and nothing too hard for Him. And just pretend to, you know, read the word and do whatever He tells you to do in Jesus' name. As we go on, I'm not going to prolong it, God. We're going to go into some scripture this morning. I just want you to just listen and just have your ears open, your spirit open in Jesus' name. As we go on, my thoughts, thank you, Holy Ghost. It says, my thoughts are not like your thoughts, neither your ways are my ways, says the Lord. For as in heaven are higher than the earth, as are my ways higher than you. My ways are my thoughts than your thoughts. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Isaiah 55:8. God said, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. God, you know, we can't think like God. We can't be like God, because he knows everything. He got all power. You got to know who your God is. God is a mighty God. As we go on, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Eyes have not seen, neither ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. God say, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, have entered into the heart of their men. See, everybody can't see what we can see. Everybody can't hear what we can see. God revealed things to His prophets and His apostles. God is a mighty God. He revealed things to us to show us things through the Spirit, as we know that God is God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The secret things belongs to the Lord our God, but those things which you are revealed belongs to us, to our children forever, that we may do all the work of the law. Deuteronomy 29:29. God says secret things belongs to God, things that belong to the Father that He shows to us. I thank God for this. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We're going to read one more. Thank you, God. Let us hold fast to a confidence of our hope without wavering, for he who promised to faithfulness. Hebrews 10:23. Hold fast to your sister. Hold fast, God says, and your confidence. Believe, hope that God can do what he said he's going to do. God will do it. Just believe and stand on that word today. I thank God for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we read the prayer, as I go on, and say, Lord, I want to know you better. I want to hear you voice and walk in your ways. Thank you for giving me your word as a robe up for my life. Thank you that you want me to reveal your will and others open my eyes to hope of my calling. Thank you for allowing me to hear the voice of your spirit and gain a great position of your mind of Christ. Lord, I want to walk in your confidence and faithfulness with them, uncertain and fear. Give me the courage I need to take boldness, step of faith towards your determined for my life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those scriptures today. I thank God for those scriptures today. I just want to say I love you, and I thank God for everything that he's continued to do for our life. As we go on, I just want to just say, like I say, not by might, not by power, by God's spirit. Remember, God in control. And like I say again, the title is Don't Limit God. God can do anything. Anything is possible, we believe, and stand on the word of God. God can do anything. Y'all just got to believe and stand on the word and take God out of the box and believe that he will do what he said he would do. He will open doors and shut doors. He will move on every situation you're going through. As we go on, as we come to you as the sinner's prayer, I just want everybody to open their heart up and just to receive the sinner's prayer. If you ain't saved, you've never been saved, just repeat after me, women and men, to God. Heavenly Father, I come boldly to the throne right now as I say the sinner's prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask you, I know you died on the cross to shed my blood. I know you rose again that I can live again. As I ask you to come in my heart, save me, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Lord, for being my Savior as I receive you in my heart this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for that sinner's prayer today. I thank you, God, for allowing me to come on this radio today just to allow the people to hear your voice. Now, I don't know what anyone's going through right now, but I know that you know everything. Anything is possible, we believe. As we go on, we just want to let y'all know, y'all just stand strong. Be strong in the Lord, all your might and all your power. And know your strength. But God is with you. I don't care what it seems like. The devil can't stop nothing. He got you in the palm of your hand. And believe me, he will take care of you. We just got to stand and believe that God is God. And God is a mighty God. I thank God for everything that he's doing, that he continues to do. And I plead the blood all over around me today. I thank God for he's covering me in the blood of Jesus. Because the devil don't have no power. God got all the power. You got to believe in women's and men's God world. You continue to walk the walk. You continue to believe that God is God. And God loves you. And God continues to love you. And I believe and I stand on the word of God. I just want to say thank you for tuning in the healing place. I thank you as the first lady, as prophetess, me, Christina. I thank you for allowing God to be in your life, women and men of God, world. And I thank you for the world. And I just want to say, if anybody love you, I love you, first lady. And God, I say God love you so much. And I just want to tell you, be strong in the Lord. And continue to stay in that word. Continue to walk in God's ways. Continue to open your eyes. Continue to lay before God. Continue to call on the name of you. Cry out for God. But I just want to tell you again, be blessed, women and men of God. Because God bless each one. And the blessing of the Lord and the rich and the Lord. So let the blessing fall upon the world. Let the Lord, whatever you're doing, just turn their life around and continue to move in their life, Heavenly Father. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to come on this radio this morning. And I just want to say I love each one of y'all today. And I bless you. God be bless you. God continue to bless you. Whatever you need, call on his name. And I am first Slayton, Christina, Prophetess, and if anybody loves you, I just want to say, God loves you and be blessed. Be blessed, I said. As I go off today, and I just want to say one more thing, and Bishop loves you. Be blessed. God bless you and continue to bless you. Amen.